The corona situation in the country has been a great source of concern to government and to the citizens. This has been triggered by the rain season, and unfortunately, corona appears to be one of those diseases that affect primarily urban areas where sanitation is not up to date. The situation this year sort of got out of hand or exacerbated because of scanty rains. You know what happens with cholera is that when you have enough rains, the water is able to flow, bacteria dies. But when you just have downpours of stagnant water, that is fertile ground for this kind of outbreak to come about. So this is what has precipitated this situation. But the health authorities have been on hand. I think in the last two or three days, the numbers of reported cases associated to cholera, they are subsiding. It is expected that this situation will be contained very quickly.
So, Minister, what are the measures, the preventive measures to avoid this cholera situation?
Well, first of all, one thing that has been done, firstly, is to sensitize the public. And the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Local Government have upped their sensitization programs to ensure that people get to know the drivers of cholera. And number two, of course, the government has instructed that all those who are selling food along street and so on, which has been one of the situations in very unhealthy and unsanitary conditions, all those issues have been banned. All those people getting water from, wells, shallow wells and so on, all that has been, banned. The government is trying to ensure that all the citizens, particularly in those affected areas, do access clean and safe drinking water, which has been chlorinated so that this situation can be arrested.
Let's assume I'm a parent. And the government is saying that it's going to be 3 weeks. You're postponing opening for 3 weeks. I mean, how do you know by then that the cholera situation is going to go away?
Well, the government, of course, has to work with calculated estimations by way of experts, looking at the governmental intervention or measures that have been put in place, and also the expected lifespan of this situation, given the interventions. It was expected that the situation would be fully dealt with at that time. And the government also, as you know, retains the right on assessment by the expert to extend for another period if that will be necessary.